Shalom Rabbi Galperin, how are you?
Baruch Hashem, thank God. How are you, Ilan?
I'm fine.
That's good, beautiful. We're getting a little bit cold outside.
Yeah, it's about time. It's winter. Yeah.
We have a job. We got to warm the world with Torah.
Yeah, and with good deeds.
That's right. It's so funny that you're talking about good deeds. I was thinking about talking tonight on the parasha about the whole thing of being grateful and all that type of thing. So
yeah, so
you read my mind.
Yeah, so let's start with the parasha. It's Parashat Vayera.
Vayera, and we see in this historic portion that God revealed Himself to Moshe. He says, you know, the four expressions of redemption, the Teiti, the Talti, the Ta'alti, the Lakati, which is the four expressions of the Seon Pesach.
Yeah, it's take out, deliver, redeem, and acquire.
Correct.
Yeah.
And Moses and Aaron come many, many times before Pharaoh to demand that he should let the people go, that they should be able to go and serve God. And Pharaoh obviously repeatedly refuses many times. And we see that Aaron's staff turns into a snake and swallows the magic sticks of the Egyptians. Then God sends a series of plagues onto the Egyptians. The water from the Nile turns blood. There's frogs, there's lice, wild animals, pestilence that kills the domestic animals, painful boils, hail. So we see there's the first seven that are brought in this week's Torah portion. And we see in this week's Torah portion as well that this week's Parsha, if you really look into it, demonstrates how far the Jewish tradition teaches us to be grateful and to always remember people that did good things for us, our benefactors. And if we look in this week's Torah portion, it mentions the seven of the ten plagues that happened to Pharaoh. And Moses was a messenger of God, is busy bringing down these terrifying plagues on Pharaoh and on Egypt. And yet, we find, interestingly enough, that he calls upon his brother Aaron to be the agent for the first three plagues, for the blood, for the frogs, and for the lice. And all the commentators on the Torah ask the simple question, why did Moses not do these himself? As we're going to see that he does all the other ones himself, if he was the messenger of God, that he was supposed to be bringing this, why is he asking Aaron to deliver these first three plagues? And the Medrash, quoted by Rashi, who explains what this pasuk means, it teaches us that it is because it was through the agency of the water of the Nile River that Moses was saved as an infant when he was put in the basket.
Yeah.
When the rule was that any boy that was born had to be thrown into the Nile River.
And they tried to save him and to put him in the teva.
Correct, and they put him in the basket.
Yeah.
So the Nile River served as a purpose of saving him. And would have been insensitive and even inappropriate for him to strike those very waters in order to bring on the plague. And seeing as the blood and the frogs both came directly from the water, he therefore asked Aaron to strike the water instead of Moses. And similarly, we find the same thing in the third plague, which was lice. The lice came from out of the ground. And the earth, too, helped Moshe when he had to cover the body of the Egyptian whom he had killed when he was defending a Jewish slave. And therefore would have been wrong for Moshe to strike the earth. And so for this plague, he asked Aaron to be his agent. Now, it's a very, very, very fascinating and interesting lesson that we are able to learn out of this, and I think the importance of gratitude. Because if you think about it, number one, just think about it logically. Water and earth, they have feelings.
Nope.
Would they know the difference if they were struck and who was striking them? They knew the difference if it was Moshe and Aaron. What would they care? How much more so that we see that Moshe was so careful, how much more so that we should be considerate of human beings when they have done us kindness, and how careful we have to be not to offend people, especially those people who came to our assistance and they helped us and they did us favors.
Yeah.
Let's look at a second aspect to it. Moshe was 80 years old at the time of the place. And these incidents, the water, happened when? Happened when he was just a mere, a little kid.
Yeah.
And he was a young man. And yet, all these years later, he still was sensitive not to strike the objects that helped him. So he did not say, so what have you done for me lately that I should think maybe I shouldn't strike you, or maybe I should be a little bit nicer for you? He never said that. And, you know, a lot of people talk about, there's a lot of theories, and a lot of people talk about the idea as to why human beings seem to have this psychological need to let's say, tarnish the image of the people that had helped them in the past. And people talk about it. There's doctors and speakers, and I'd say they come up with some idea that it's possible it's because that we are inherently uncomfortable with the notion of what? Of being indebted to anyone. It really doesn't fit with our lifestyle, and it really diminishes our independence. That I have to constantly remember that this person did something good for me. So if we find fault with those who have helped us previously, we sort of, take away any moral thing that we might think of indebtedness, that, you know, we still owe it to the person, still have to be nice to the person. Or, you know what, you weren't as nice to me then, I won't be as nice to you now.
Yeah.
And now we're even. I don't owe you anything anymore. You know, you did something good for me once.
I
owe you a little bit. I did something. Get out, finish. Leave me alone. I don't want to have to deal with it anymore. I'm not going to necessarily show any gratitude to it. It's more the fact that I'm just going to try and become equal to you, that you did me a favor, I did you back a favor, and that's it. Even though that person might have gone way out of the way to try and help you, to try and help and ease your situation, and for you it was nothing. That we don't look at. That we don't care. And you know, they tell a story of the Chassam Sofer, who was a very, very big scholar. He lived in the period of time at the end of the 1700s, till 1838, around that time when he passed away. And that he once did an enormous favor for someone. And later this person came to ask him and says, Rabbi, what can I ever do to repay you for your kindness? And this Chassam Sofer, this rabbi, replied, and he told him, he says, one day, when you get upset and angry with me, just please remember what I've done for you, how I helped you, and rather than pelting me with big rocks and throwing big rocks at me, just throw small stones instead. And sad, you know, but it's very, very true, that it's very important to be able to find and be able to give a person gratitude for something that goes out of the way and helps you. I remember, you know, hearing one time an old person was saying, why does this person hate me so much? I never did him any favors. Why should he hate me? You know, and it's something that we can really, really look and see in the story of this week's parasha, the story of Moshe. That this story of Moshe, which is only a small aspect to the main whole story of the parasha, teaches us that we have to remember that the that the kindness that are given to us or bestowed upon us when they happen, and not only at the period of time when they happen, but forever. That if one who has been good to us in the past does wrong, for example, and needs chastising, he needs to be rebuked a little bit, let someone else volunteer for the job. He may need to be rebuked, but we're not maybe the one to do it.
Yeah.
Remembering the fact that he went out of his way, he helped me. Now, if there's no one else to do it, it's still up to me. I still have to do it in a nice way. But I have to keep in mind the sensitivity of the aspect of gratitude. I'm not there. I have to be, you know, people have this wrong thing that you do a favor for me, I'm indebted to you for the rest of my life. I can never say no, or I can never do something. No, that's not what gratitude means. Gratitude means that if you do something nice to someone, that you hope that the other person will respect you, and that in the time of your need, that if he's able to help you, he has the willingness to be able to help you and show gratitude. And if he's not able to help you, he still shows gratitude in the fact of being nice, kind, being there for you, even though he might not be able to help you at that period of time, whether it be financially, physically, spiritually, whatever it may be. So once again, we see that the Torah is teaching us not only a religious ritual, but how we're supposed to be better people, more sensitive. And we always have to be internally grateful as human beings. And that's one of the things that the Torah is teaching us, that we see how important it was. Even though Moshe, he was 75 years after something happened to him. And he was saved his life. Nevertheless, he still felt that responsibility to show the gratitude and not strike the ground, not strike the water. And that's something so important that we can all learn in lessons in our life, the way that we act to one another. I thought it was a beautiful lesson that we can take from this week's Torah push.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So, Rabbi, what about services, Shabbat services?
Services is 6 o'clock Friday evening, 9 o'clock Shabbat morning, open to the entire community, and it's warm, welcoming, and we have English and the Hebrew prayer books, so we try and accommodate everyone that everyone feels comfortable.
That's good. And what about the students? How many students do you have now?
Oh, every week varies, but this past week was a beautiful Friday night. We had a lot of students in town. I think we had about 25, 26 students for Friday night dinner.
Wow, that's
so
cool.
it was a beautiful, you know, and every week, you never know.
Yeah.
You know the way it works. Sometimes, students are busy or this and that. But Baruch Hashem, thank God, they know that they have a home that they can come to any time, and that there's a kosher cooked meal for Friday night. And even though they're away from home, they can still celebrate the Friday night, you know, traditionally that they've always been doing. And that's why we enjoy doing it.
Yeah. And that's a big mitzvah.
Yeah. Well, thank God.
So, Rabbi, thank you.
No problem. Thank you. And looking forward to talk about next week's parasha next week.
Yeah. With God's willing.
God's willing. Emet Hashem. Correct.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. And have a great week.
You too.
Bye.